You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Tales from the Other Side with Chris Clardy.
Chris Clardy.
Live from Terrell and Lenormand by Chris.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Tales from the Other Side
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Happy Friday Eve, everybody. Thank you for joining me tonight on another episode of Tales from the Other Side, where we talk about animals and hopefully learn a little bit too. Tonight, I thought I would chat a little bit about how they communicate. All of us get subtle bits of communication from our pets. We are able to pick up those energies and read them ourselves if we just kind of watch a little bit. They will show us emotions and they will mimic our emotions sometimes. So pay close attention to that and you will be able to gauge what kind of mood your pet is in, or what their likes or dislikes happen to be. They tend to even kind of mirror us at times with the things that we like and don't like. And they're particularly susceptible to picking up when people shouldn't be around us. They have that ability to judge character, I think, a lot better than we do. So always listen to your pet. If they are not liking somebody, or they're not giving off a good energy when somebody new approaches you or your home, it's all about gut feeling, and it's all about listening to what they are telling us. So on that note, Kelly in Roanoke, Virginia, I'm ready to have a chat with you.
Hi, good evening to you, ma'am.
Good evening. How are you?
Okay. How are you doing?
I'm great. Do you have a pet that you were looking to have a reading for?
Yeah, yes, ma'am. Any of them is fine. Whatever you get is totally fine, but I do happen to have one that's missing right now.
Oh, boy. Can you tell me your pet's name that's missing and if it's male or female?
Yes, ma'am. His name is Shadow, and it's a boy.
Shadow, and it's a boy. Is it a dog or a cat?
Cat.
Okay. And did he... How long has he been missing? I'm going to see if I can sense his energy around.
Almost a month.
Okay. So is Shadow a very dark little cat and kind of small in stature for a cat?
Yeah, he's, you know, a little below average. Yeah.
Okay. I'm
and dark.
Feeling
yes.
Like he's either black or like a dark smoky color.
Yes,
I'm feeling like he's also got pretty prominent eyes that really stand out against his dark coat. And I'm feeling he's also a little bit timid. Is that
yes.
accurate? Okay. So
yes.
I do feel his energy is still with us. I feel
okay, thank
that
God.
I feel like he got out the front door, and I feel like he darted into some bushes that are near your house. And he hid in those bushes and was a little, he was afraid to come back out of the bushes, and something got too close to the bushes. I feel like this is maybe a larger dog. I got this larger golden retriever looking dog, and it may not be a golden retriever, but it's about that size, and it's got a coat kind of like a golden, and it could be that blonde to reddish color. And I feel like he went back towards the back of your house. And is there a back beyond your yard? Are there some woods back there?
There's a couple little blocks, but then it goes up into the woods.
Okay. So back into the woods, I feel like he really took off back towards those woods and went pretty far deep into them. If you haven't done this yet, I highly recommend getting an article of clothing that, preferably something that you've slept in, maybe even a couple of nights, that really has your smell on it, and go into your yard and try to find a higher spot that you can put this article of clothing on,
Yes, ma'am.
that the wind can hit it and really take it back into those woods, so he can find his way home. I think if he can start catching a whiff of what, because they can smell, catch smells a few miles away from home. So if he can catch that scent of yours, he can start finding his way back home. I feel he's confused. And I'm also seeing an outbuilding that he is hiding in. This looks like it looks like almost like a potter shed. It doesn't look like a garage. It looks like a small outbuilding that somebody would have in their backyard to store things in, or to put gardening stuff in. It's got a couple of windows on it, and it's pretty old looking. And it looks like it's kind of a washed out, white off white color that's been out, and it's quite weathered looking. And that feels like it's a few miles away from your home. And
Okay.
the woods, to try to get some proximity of direction, are the woods, are they west, going west from your back door?
It would be more like northwest, yes.
Northwest. Okay. So I feel like he did go in a northwesterly direction, and you may want to try, even if you can get on the other side of those woods, if there's another development or another housing structure back there, you may want to put some signs up, or
Yeah.
drive around back over in that area and call for him.
Okay.
Okay.
He is, that's a very, good description. He is Black Smoke Maine Coon. So he
Okay.
looks black on the outside and he's got a white undercoat. And I think I was going out to feed some strays and he's an indoor cat and we had just moved here about a year ago. And
Oh
so he
boy.
does not know this area at all. You
Okay.
know, and
Okay.
yeah, that's why I'm freaking out,
Yeah, I can imagine. It's so scary when things like that happen. Since it's been a month, I highly doubt you have his litter box with materials left in it, but that is another thing you can put outside. But again, you're going to want to put it up a little higher, so one, other your strays don't go in it, and two, so it can catch the wind and let it drift far enough so he can catch that scent to try to work his way back home.
Yes, and ma'am. Yes.
Just for the sake of trying to reach out as many people, I highly suggest getting on Facebook, finding some of your local neighborhood pages, and post photos of him that he's
missing. Yeah, I've definitely been doing that.
Okay. Don't give up on him. I really feel that he is still there and he wants to come home. He's just a little too far away to figure out quite where to go. So I think the scent articles will really help him try to navigate his way back to you.
Okay. Yeah. The building made sense too, because my son said, he walked up, right up to where the woods are. It's a couple blocks up, mm-hmm. and there's a couple of abandoned houses up there.
Okay.
That are just open.
Okay. You may even want to, if you haven't got to inspect those, I would definitely check them out. And, you're probably going to have to hang around in them for a little bit. Don't get impatient because he's going to be scared.
Yeah. And he's very shy around strangers.
Mm-hmm. I got that sense that he was spooked by people he doesn't know. And he's the family cat he doesn't like. So I don't think he would go up to a strange person that would see him.
No, not unless, the only reason I could think of is unless he was hurt or starving, it's where he would be maybe brave enough to go up to somebody for help, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Area that's probably feeding strays. He's probably picking off a little bit of food over back there. But I do feel like you'll be able to, with some more patience and using some scent articles, I think you can have a good shot at luring him home.
Thank you so much. That means so much to me.
You're so very welcome. If you follow, I have a Facebook page. It's Medium Chris Clardy. I also have a website that's Tarot and Lenormand by Chris. And my email address is mediumchrisclardy.com. So feel free to reach out to me and please keep me updated if you find your
boy. I will. Thank you so much. That means everything to me. Thank you so much. You're amazing.
You're so very welcome. Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
All right, you too.
Thank
you. Good night. That is always such a scary thing. It's happened to me before. And just, you have to keep your hopes up and you have to just keep at it with looking for these kittens that you lose. And kittens and cats are the best at scaring us like this. But, you putting things out that they can smell to find their way home is always a really good thing to assist them. So thank you, everybody, and have a great evening. See you next week.